I had mentioned earlier during the big show, we're going to be joined by our first guy when it comes to farm equipment. He is on the telephone line with us right now, Don Van Howling with the Van Wall Equipment folks with us. And Don, welcome back to the big show number one, and thanks to all the long hours the Van Wall Group is putting in, keeping things moving this year. But I want to ask you about what's going on in some of this down corn area. You had mentioned to me that it is presenting some unique equipment challenges. What are you seeing with some of this equipment moving through this down corn, and what are some maybe precautions we should be taking?
Well, what we have, Bob, is this down corn creates really quite an obstacle. It's almost like a wall as you're going into it. And we're so used to traveling at 3.5-4 miles an hour. And, you know, we can probably travel at a pretty high speed going into this corn with these combines, with these corn heads. What we're not realizing is the amount of pressure that that creates on the drive system for that combine. And combines, whether they're red or blue or green, they all have very similar hydrostatic transmission drive systems. And a hydrostatic transmission is really designed to just roll things forward at a fairly even and a slow pace. It really runs into trouble when it hits an obstacle and has to relieve its pressure forward and back, it gets hot and you start having failures. And we started running into this challenge as 2 weeks ago, in fact. Even when we were in Beans, we ran into a couple of hydrostatics. And typically, hydrostatic transmission is extremely reliable. But in this kind of a situation, you can actually tax it to the point where it gets too hot and it will fail. And when you have a transmission, a hydrostatic that fails, typically you'll also have iron material that separates and then gets into the whole hydraulic system of the unit. And you're looking at a 60 to an 80-hour project to replace that, even if I've got the hydrostatic in my inventory, which I do. So it really creates a challenge in terms of downtime. And I wanted all of the operators out there to know, yes, you can probably go a little faster than you think, because you're wanting to get that corn in. The combine's got plenty of capacity. But I just want you to slow down a little bit and take some of that pressure off. Maybe 2.5 mile an hour instead of 3.5 and 4 make all the difference in the world.
So it is a slow down thing then.
That's really what it was. You just go ahead and slow down, even though that combine's got a ton of capacity to go faster. That pressure that you're creating and putting on that whole drive system, you really can't feel it, but it's there. And so I'm just asking everybody, we're going to have to do that, and then we'll get through this harvest without these major downtimes. You know, we have a guaranteed loaner program, and we can take care of our customers, but that's not what we want. We want people to keep going and not have that extra expense.
Andy's been out in the field as well. Andy, I know you've been seeing some of these issues.
Well, yeah, and anything and everything, I guess, out in these fields, Don, and that's what struck me here is, as I'm listening to you, is, you know, not only is the corn a wall, but then you start talking about running into different types of debris that in a lot of cases are covered up by some of this down corn, and it's just almost a Herculean task for that machine itself. Certainly something that maybe it wasn't uniquely designed to do.
Well, and then what we've also run into, as you know, about, 60% of Iowa was what we would call in a drought situation. Well, you know then what has happened to that soil, top to bottom, the top 20 inches. It is almost like clay. And then the other thing that we've run into then is the idea that we run into these hard surfaces at speed, and we suck those diesel engines down below their recommended RPM level. And what happens with a diesel engine, when you go from 2200 down to 1200 RPM, the torque goes up, but at that point in time, everything is just absolutely at full strain, and you're not only putting strain on the engine, but you're putting strain on the transmission, the differential, the drive shafts. So we're also going to say, hey, folks, why don't we just slow down a little bit, too, on this tillage pass? We may even have to make two passes in some of these fields so that we don't damage the transmissions and load those diesel engine crankshafts, because they will fail if you take them down to almost that point where they want to stop. And so we want to keep that RPM on those diesel engines in those tractors in that safe zone from 1,600 to 2,200. And if you're finding that you're getting into tight spots where it's wanting to suck down before the transmission can shift, you're doing damage to the longevity of your machine. So I'm going to also ask people, if they're in those situations, pull it down another gear, slow down another gear. We'll get it done.
Hey, Don, out of time with you today. Thanks so much for joining us and spending some time with us today.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope this helps.
You bet it does. Don Van Howling, we call him our first guy of machinery here on the Big Show. Like talking with him with the Van Wall Group. Of course, they see a lot of problems coming in at door, Andy. The other thing that I have seen coming out of these combines, they start blowing the corn, you start unloading the corn. Almost looks like that shaft is on fire because there's so much dirt that's been sucked up in there as well. A lot of times, you know, you're trying it underneath that corn, and maybe you're digging up some dirt, and there's been a lot of dirt blown into that corn as well. So that was a kind of an unexpected problem, was that billowing dirt coming out of these augers trying to unload them.
Well, and all that, you know, you're picking up, obviously, is you're basically pushing around the dirt or pushing through the dirt to try and dig this corn out of it. It's almost become one and the same. You know, one of the things, and maybe we can ask Don about this coming up, why I was talking to a couple people today who were having trouble getting these machines set to an optimum level because the condition of the grain is so much different.
Yeah,
it's so variable from, you know, one spot to the other. So I'm sure he's got some ideas on that, too, and maybe we'll have to circle back with him here in the near future.
We'll do that.